And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Andre Girard.
I don't know.
He was this team's starting center and a Pro Bowler 2 years ago. Played for Baltimore last year. And then disappeared from the face of the earth.
Well, I don't know about that. He's not playing football. That means he disappeared from the face of the earth. God knows where he is.
Jerry found out this week that the Death Star will not be hosting either Super Bowl 50 in 2016 or Super Bowl 51 the following year. The landmark 50th anniversary Super Bowl, which Jerry really coveted, will be played in either Miami or San Francisco. Most feel Miami has the edge because of heritage. More Super Bowls have been played in Miami than any other city, 10 times, although New Orleans will tie them next February. The loser between Miami and San Francisco then will compete with Houston for the honor of hosting Super Bowl 51 in 2017. So the soonest the big game could be back here would be 2018, but most people feel like it'll probably be 2019 or after.
That and, a punishment for the fiasco?
Yes, a lot of it has to do with how many things went wrong here. A lot of it because of the weather and all of that. So they're making them wait.
And the ticket nightmare thing.
Right. The seating, yeah. In a gag at halftime of the Monday night game this week, Phil Mickelson stood in one end zone with a 56-degree wedge, took aim at a target in the other's end zone 100 yards away, and he landed within 5 feet of the target. Had he landed within 5 feet of the target, he would have won $1 million for a nonprofit organization that buys books for kids in need. But Phil's shot went long, and his consolation prize was $20,000 for the kids' charity. So a bunch of kids are there excited that they're going to finally get some books for school, and his shot goes long, and they start crying.
So now it's just not one human that we're cruel to. Now it's a group of humans.
Right.
Hey, we can give you $10,000 or whatever it was.
According to the PGA Tour Super Stats, Phil makes that shot 13% of the time.
Okay. That was great, though, because you had golf on a football field.
Yeah.
Something we always wonder.
Mm-hmm. Bob Knight is selling his championship rings and his Olympic gold medal. They'll be auctioned off as part of a sale that also features the uniform that Don Larsen wore when he pitched his perfect game for the Yankees in the World Series. Knight says he's doing this to help pay for his grandkids' education. Doesn't he have enough money to do that anyway?
I think so. Where are they going to be educated? By Jesus himself?
Man.
I think it's kind of weird. He says he doesn't display any of that kind of stuff in his house. He says, if you came over to my house, you would think I was a mailman. He says the only things he will never part with are some items that Ted Williams once gave him.
You know.
I just have to assume that Bob Knight is worth millions and millions.
Right.
And that he could easily pay for his grandkids' education without selling these prized possessions.
All right, so what's the most expensive four-year college you can go to? Probably one of the Ivy Leagues.
Probably.
So you're talking, what, $200,000, $300,000?
Mm-hmm.
How many grandkids could he have?
I don't know, maybe he's got a ton of them.
Let's say he has 10. That sounds like a pretty good number, right?
Yeah. So it'd be about $3 or $4 million?
Yeah.
Okay, that is a lot of money, even for a millionaire.
Boy, all of Bob Knight's kids go to Ivy League schools?
You just said they did.
Grandkids, I guess?
The NBA is trying to get its games started on time this season, so they are going to enforce the 90-second rule. Teams have 90 seconds after the starting lineups are introduced to be in place for the opening tip. A lot of players are worried that this is going to cut into their pregame handshake rituals, choreographed routines, and superstitions. The Ticket's own Kevin Durant said, "I don't like it. I think the fans like what some of the players do when they walk on the floor. It's fun, and it doesn't make sense to take that away."
No. I think that's part of the bit of the NBA.
Remember when LeBron and the Cavaliers had that whole choreographed thing where one, he would be bowling and they would all fall down like pins?
Sometimes it'd be a football team.
That was funny. I liked it. From the irresistible department, David Tompkins was arrested and charged with stealing a bag of marijuana from the Charleroi, Pennsylvania Regional Police Station. While talking to an officer about an unrelated case, Tompkins noticed an evidence bag on the counter and swiped it, caught moments later, he profusely apologized, telling the officer, "I just couldn't help myself. That bud smelled so good." And Aaron Morris was charged with battery in Fort Lauderdale for groping the buttocks of a woman at a Walmart. According to the arresting officer, Morris explained, "Her booty looked so good I couldn't resist touching it."
I've heard Gordo say that before.
I have never said that, sir.
A sure sign of the idiocracy in Brazil, they have a robust democracy, but they have very few controls on what candidates can call themselves on the ballots. Among those running for office this election season, according to the New York Times, John Kennedy Abreu Sousa, Jimmy Carter Santarém Barroso, Lady Gaga, Christ of Jerusalem, MacGyver, five Batmans, two James Bonds, and 16 people whose name contains Obama. It's a marketing strategy, says city council candidate Geraldo Custodio, who on the ballot is listed as Geraldo Wolverine.
Dang.
And we always laugh about the middle name Wayne. Well, in the last 3 months, arrested and awaiting trial for murder, Jared Wayne Rudder in Illinois, Dustin Wayne Kimry in North Carolina, Jeffrey Wayne Finney in Alabama, and Garrett Wayne Bunch in North Carolina.
What is up with that?
Indicted for murder in the last 3 months, Daniel Wayne Harmon of Virginia. Conviction for murder upheld by Texas Court of Appeals, Philip Wayne Harris in Houston. Arrest warrant for murder issued for Jeffrey Wayne Powell in Washington. And on trial for murder at press time, Curtis Wayne Bonnell of New Brunswick, and on trial for murder, but it was postponed, David Wayne Laws in Virginia.
Hmm.
On the other hand, Michael Wayne Hash in Virginia was exonerated of his murder conviction in March of this year after serving 12 years in prison.
And I believe we have George Wayne Dunham on staff up
no,
here.
That's not my middle name.
Starts with a W, but though,
Waynes,
doesn't it?
But the Waynes that I've known, if your first name is Wayne, you're okay?
I guess so, yeah. It's got to be the middle name.
Right. What about Dwayne Lucas?
The trainer?
Yeah, the horse trainer.
I'd keep an eye on him if I was you, Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The government has him under surveillance.
May have killed some horses.
Ooh, never know. Allegation there.
A strong allegation.
Elmer Wayne Williams.
And finally...
You did.
A rich Texan goes to Japan on business. He was going to seal a multi-million-dollar deal on the golf course. So the night before, he gets a Japanese hooker. While in the midst of a wild ride, the hooker kept repeating, "Nagasai, Nagasai, Nagasai." Not knowing the language, the Texan thought she just meant, "Yes, yes, yes." They finished and she left. The next morning, on the first hole, the Japanese businessman drained a 35-foot double-breaking putt. The Texan, not knowing what to say, remembered the night before and said, "Nagasai!" at the top of his lungs. All the Japanese men looked at him in shock, and the interpreter asked him, "What do you mean, wrong hole?"
That is so old. So old.
That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, the radio segment that this week was judged by uncommitted voters as the radio segment they most related to.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, Junior. 7-